This oral history is brought to you with the support of Guttman students and staff and funded by the American Council of Learned Societies and the Mellon Foundation. Enjoy.
My name is Brianna, and I'm interviewing Alicia in Bronx High School of Business on October 4th, 2019. Do you give me permission to record this oral history?
I do, ma'am.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Harlem.
Describe your favorite meal growing up.
Oh, my favorite meal was breakfast. My mom used to make, I'm Salvadoran, so my mom used to make refried beans, black beans, with scrambled eggs, sweet plantains, fried, with this hard Salvadoran cheese, Salvadoran sour cream, and tortillas.
Why was it significant to you?
Because food was a big part of my culture, and my mom was a first generation immigrant, so that's all she had to pass down to us as far as our culture.
Does a certain food remind you of loved ones?
Refried beans with tortillas.
Which meals and why?
Well, we refried beans with tortillas because if you're hungry in a Salvadorian household and there's that in the house, like, there's no reason for you to be hungry. There's no reason for you to be starving.
Do you have any memories in regards to preparing meals with an elder?
Yes. So, in my family, in my culture, during the holidays, so from like Thanksgiving to the Three Kings Day, we would prepare this typical dish of my culture that's called pupusas. And it basically is just flour tortillas with any type of whatever you want inside.
Yeah.
So like cheese, beef, whatever. And also we would make tamales. So in my culture during the holidays, all the women that lived in the house, even like the little ones, they would help like make the tamales, and we would all be broken up into different stations.
What is your current favorite meal to eat or to make, and why?
This is hard. Okay, my favorite meal to make is baked salmon with green peppers, red peppers, onions, and garlic with some olive oil and some seasonings, with rice, white rice, and broccoli with asparagus on the side. The other question was why?
Yeah.
Why? Because growing up, like, all I had was really like just beans and tortillas and stuff. But whenever we would eat like meat, it would be like steak or chicken or turkey or whatever. And so now that I'm an adult, I can enjoy salmon, and I enjoy it. It's good.
If you could pick anyone in the world, who would you eat your favorite meal with? Why? And what would you eat?
One more time. What was the question?
If you could pick anyone in the world,
uh-huh,
who would you eat with, your favorite meal, mm-hmm, and what would you eat? And why?
Oh, so who would I eat with? I would eat with Michelle Obama. And we would eat some... This is going to sound real crazy. We would eat some snow crab legs with shrimp because one, it's hilarious, and I've watched too many ASMR videos, so I just pictured me and Michelle Obama doing that. It also is a good way to break the ice. Like, you're gonna get messy eating snow crab legs and shrimp, so yeah.
Is there any food that you will not eat?
I will not eat octopus. I will not eat calamari. I'm a texture person, so anything that has a weird texture, I will not eat.
Do you abide by any dietary restrictions because of your culture or religion?
No. I don't. I do what I want. It's my body. It's my life.
Are there certain foods you only eat on special occasions?
Well, yeah, like I mentioned earlier, tamales are like reserved for holidays. So during the winter time, so like November, Thanksgiving, up until mid-January, we do tamales in my culture. So yeah.
Who in your life cooks the best meal?
Who in my life? That's a lot of pressure. You know what? Myself.
What do you cook? And why is it the best?
I cook a lot of different things. So recently I've been making tacos with lettuce as the flour, so like replacing the flour with a lettuce leaf. And sometimes I do shrimp tacos, sometimes I do chicken tacos, ground turkey tacos, and it's the best because I'm making it, one, and two, like I know my taste buds. So when you go to a restaurant or when you buy food out, like nobody knows your taste buds better than you. So they will probably add something that you're like, ew, this is not for me.
What does eating well mean to you?
Eating well? I think eating well is, for me, it's just about balance. Like, I feel like you are entitled to and are allowed to eat whatever you want. But too much of a good thing or a bad thing, is not good for anyone's body. So I definitely think it's about balance.
Do you have a favorite restaurant?
Yes, I do. So my godfather's brother owns a Salvadoran restaurant in the Heights. It's called, I believe it's called La Cabaña Salvadoreña. And yeah, he owns it. And every special occasion that my family has, we go there to eat and celebrate.
How does the food you eat or cook make you who you are?
I view my body as my temple. So eating for me is a part of taking care of myself. And so when I'm eating right, it makes me feel good. It contributes to my energy. It contributes to how I feel, how I carry myself throughout the day. And then when I eat bad or when I don't eat, because sometimes that happens, I feel not like myself. I feel really different.
Is there a food that reminds you of home?
Is there a food that reminds me of home? Rice and beans.
Do you observe certain rules or traditions in regards to drinking?
No. That wasn't a thing in my family or my culture growing up. No.
If you could go anywhere in the world to try new food, where would you go and why?
I would go to Japan. I've always wanted to go to Japan. I'm very intrigued by the culture and just their dietary restrictions or just like the things that they do and don't do. So I would love to go there and try their food.
What is a meal or a snack you can eat all the time and not get tired of?
Oh, white cheddar popcorn. Oh my God, I love white cheddar popcorn. It's so good.
Me too.
Or pretzels with roasted red peppers, hummus.
That's weird. I've never heard anybody say that.
What? It's so good.
What is the most important meal of the day to you? And what do you look forward to every day?
I think breakfast is the most important meal. And I always look forward to lunch. Because it happens in the middle of the day, and then just is a reminder like, okay, the day's almost over. So yeah.
So, would you be able to never eat any of your culture or food ever again?
Hell no. I mean, no. I would. No, I would not be able to not eat it.
What are your thoughts on food diversity in New York City?
Oh, I think New York City is super diverse when it comes to like different cultures and their foods and stuff. But I do think that a lot of cultures, foods get altered to be less of what they are intended to be. So for example, like if you wanted halal food, like the best place to go is like to the halal trucks, because the people that own the trucks are usually people from that culture, so they know what spices to use and stuff like that. Whereas like if you went to a restaurant, you may not necessarily get the same experience, because they will alter, you know, the recipe to be less spicy or less intense,
yeah,
to accommodate somebody else's like dietary restrictions or whatever their body can and can't handle.
Do you believe food is one of the main things that identifies or distinguishes a culture from another?
Not necessarily. I know that a lot of different cultures have very similar like typical dishes, and like some foods may be prepared the same way. And also they can be prepared differently or be altered and stuff, but I wouldn't necessarily say that it's something that like makes one culture different from the other. I think there's way more to what makes a culture different than just food.
Can you notice by the presentation of your favorite meal if it was made by somebody outside of your culture?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. There's, it got like tortillas, for example, like they got to be burnt just a certain amount. They got to be this, a certain size, a certain thickness. Like there's a science to it.
Is there anything that I didn't ask you that you would like me to ask you?
No.
Okay, thank you.